God wants to heal people tonight. I'm not just trying to pump us up. This is something God's doing, and we got to respond to it. Being the people of God, He wants His people to be set free. He doesn't want us to be full of bondage. He doesn't want us to have walls and barriers up. I feel like there are barriers in front of you, and you got to see what it is. You got to scream it out. You got to let God know, I have a fear of rejection. I have a fear that I'm going to go somewhere and you're not going to follow me. Or I have a fear of what my neighbor's going to think. I have a fear of what my girlfriend or boyfriend's going to think. I have a fear that you're not real. You need to call out those fears right now in the name of Jesus and believe that anything you ask for in His name will be given to you. So let's start breaking those walls down. Let's start crying out to God and believing Him for great things. Don't just listen to me scream up here. Believe God for the unnatural, the impossible, the supernatural. Start calling on His name now. Jesus, we're hungry for more of You. God, we want more of Your heart in our lives. God, we want a vision for our lives. God, we want Your heart for Your people. God, we want to hear what You want from us. God, we're available. We're right here. Send us, God. Speak Your word to us. God, we're praying that You would break down walls in the name of Jesus. I pray against fear in the name of Jesus. I pray against doubt in the name of Jesus. I pray against any insecurity in the name of Jesus. You got to call it out too. Let go of those fears in the name of Jesus. God, open our hearts to what You have planned. Right now, let those walls down. Walk away from your neighbor if you need to. Allow God to do the work in you He wants to do. Praise You, God. Have Your way in us.
I really feel strongly from God right now that just what Reed was saying about pressing back into God and being stubborn. And about a week ago, God reminded me of that guy who literally wrestled with God all night. Like, holy stubbornness. And I was asking him for help, but he gave me a song at that time, and I just wanted to sing that now. But like, he's just reminding me of that moment where he reminded me of that man who for like 12 hours just wrestled with God. And we need to be that stubborn, because nothing else is worth anything. God is the only thing that's worth it, and we need to come from that place of desperateness towards Him.
Be moved. No, we will not be moved. No, we will not. Thank you, Linda. So I feel like there's something deeper. God wants to keep going on top of this. This is someone whose heart is breaking because she felt like she's turned away from people and neglected that time with individuals and with her family. And I feel like there's people in this room that there's two different things. One, that you have done this same thing where you've walked away from people. Something hard was going on in your life and you removed yourself from people. And you felt like you could do it on your own, or you felt like you had to do it on your own. So you removed yourself from everybody else. But it kept getting harder and it kept getting worse. And God wants you to bring you back to fellowship with those people or with that family. And then the second thing is you have done the same thing, but with God. You've walked away from God knowing that he could be the only one to comfort you. But you walked away anyways, thinking you could do it on your own, or you had to do it on your own, or you've sinned too much, or you've gone too far away. But God wants you to know that he is here to comfort you tonight. He is standing with his arms wide open, receiving you, wanting you to let that wall down in the same way that Linda did. Letting that wall, that barrier that you put up, let it come crashing down tonight. God wants to do that work in our hearts. And I don't want to stop and I don't want to change anything because he wants to do that work in you. So I want everybody to stand up. We're going to keep worshiping. I want you to press in right now. This can be a time where you're like, well, I missed my opportunity. Or, well, you know, I'm kind of tired now. This is a time that God wants to break those walls down in your life. And you don't want to miss out on it. You don't want to miss out on the God of comfort who wants to put his arms around you. He wants to mourn with you. He wants to cry with you. He wants to hurt with you. He wants to feel that pain with you. But you've got to allow him. You've got to take those walls down that you've placed up. You've got to take those fears and those insecurities that God isn't real, or that God is not really going to do something, or he doesn't really care about you. You've got to let those go down in the name of Jesus, and you got to open your arms up to him. I can't do it for you. The worship team can't do it for you. You've got to step out in faith. The common thing in our prayer today was stepping out in faith. And I believe if each one of us step out today, and we call on the name of God, and we ask for him to come back and to comfort us and to mourn with us and to be with us, he will do exactly that, because anything we ask for in his name will be given to us. But we have to believe it. You have to exercise your faith tonight. You got to step out even if you're uncomfortable. You got to step out even if the person next to you is going to judge you and laugh at you. It's got to be on your time. God's not going to force himself on you. So worship team, let's get back into it. Whatever song is on your guys' heart right now, I want you guys to close your eyes and I want you to let those walls down. God wants you to let those walls down. Don't hold on to them anymore. Don't hold on to that fear anymore. Break them down right now in the name of Jesus. God, we're asking, God, we are believing and calling on you tonight, believing that you are going to rip these walls down in the name of Jesus. God, we are going to stand in faith until you do, because we know that you hear us. We know that you're with us. We know that you never leave us. You never remove your love from us. You're always our comforter. You always fill us with peace and with joy. God, we are taking those promises and we are believing and we are standing firm in them tonight in the name of Jesus. We want those walls coming crashing down. God, we want to have that freedom with you in the name of Jesus. God, we want to know you more intimately. We want you to mold us and shape us to be like your son, Jesus. God, we thank you for Jesus and what he did for my sins and for their sins. God, we thank you that we can be reunited with the Father because of it. So we rejoice in that. We rejoice in the fact that the walls are being broken down to now, right now, today, in the name of Jesus. Let those walls come down. Start speaking them out. Start commanding those fears to go. Don't be afraid. Step away if you need to. Step over in the corner. But allow God to do a personal work, an intimate work in you guys. Amen. Amen. I swear you say amen. Let's let those walls down. Let's let God do a work. Let's worship him. And if someone is laid on your heart, I want you to go pray for them. If God is laying someone on your heart, go pray for them. Let's start worshiping God. Let's continue to worship him and praise him for who he is.
Jesus, you heal me. Jesus, you take me from my darkest place. Jesus, I will praise you. Lord, you loved me before I knew you. Lord, you loved me. You chased after me when I pushed you away. Lord, you loved me relentlessly. Jesus, you heal my heart. Jesus, you fill my soul. Jesus, take me. Your name, break every chain. Jesus, I surrender humbly at his feet, I bow. Worldly pleasures all forsaken, take me, Jesus, take me.
God, we just come before you and praise you for what you've done for us. God, we praise you that you're still alive and you're not dead. You're a God that's always moving and always going forward. And God, we are thankful that we can partner with you, that you have called us to be with you, to be your children. What an honor. God, we just want to be your children. God, we want to be like Jesus. Continue to form us, continue to mold us and make us back into your image, God. Lord, we love you. We praise you. Thank you for the work you're doing in our hearts tonight. Thank you that you are breaking down walls. Thank you that you want more out of us than mediocrity. Thank you that you see great things in us and you made us to be great and perfect and amazing. Thank you that you're proud of us, God. Thank you that you see us as your children and you are a proud father. Even when we don't add up. Thank you that you never stop loving us. Thank you that you never stop pursuing us. Thank you that you don't take your love away. You don't abandon us or neglect us. Thank you that you care and you mourn with us. We love you. We desire you, God. In your holy name we pray. Amen. It's been amazing worshiping with you guys. I believe God is doing something in each one of your hearts. And he wants to continue to do something in you. And you got to continue to pursue him and seek after his heart and want more of him. And want to be with him, because he's not going to force his love upon you, but he wants to be with you. He wants to be with each one of us. So let's leave with that tonight. I love all of you guys. I'm so glad that you're here. Do you have something? My wife has something.
Okay, can Lillian come up here? So Lillian saw a picture, and I feel like this is a picture of exactly what was happening tonight, and I just feel like she's going to kind of summarize, like, exactly what the Lord is trying to, infuse into our spirits in this time that we just had. So I'm going to give it to her.
All right, well, the whole time I was worshiping, I had this really vivid picture of a man standing in the rain with his arms wide open, and this was not just like any regular rain. This was a heavy downpour, something unnatural, and he was just completely covered in it to the point where it's just running off of him. He can't open his eyes. He can barely breathe. And the Lord showed this to me, and he said that the man represents us, this group, and the rain represents the Holy Spirit. And I feel like he was saying that this group is drenched with the Holy Spirit, and it is, we can't even handle it because it's so much. It's making us gasp for breath. We can't even open our eyes. And we're literally dripping power. And he wants us to take each and every drop because it's so powerful and just take it and go. And he wants us to just follow our hearts, follow what he's showing us to do, and just have faith in that, because one little drop has so much power, and we are just almost drowning in the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for sharing that. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you for that word. That is awesome. Well, we're going to let you guys play. We're going to open up the volleyball net. If you guys want to play some volleyball, some basketball over here, you can dodge the chairs, play around them. We love you guys. Thank you for being here. I'm excited what God's going to continue to do, so I hope you all come every week and we can fellowship together and we can really call on the presence of God and really know him better and grow in him and build in what he's doing, because he has a plan for us as a body. I'm not just saying GM. I'm saying us as a body, the church of God. He has a plan for us. So we should be believing all week that God is doing a mighty work through us individually, and he's going to do a mighty work in us together corporately when we come together. So be believing in great things for you. Be believing that God has bigger plans than you can imagine, and come here expecting for him to move each week. Amen? We got to work on this amen thing. I love you guys. You can get up. You can go play basketball if we can get some music going so it's not such an awkward transition. Maybe some lights on. Thank you, worship team, for rocking us. You guys are amazing. Thank you. Go play volleyball.